You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about the production of Choose Your Own Oz. They're from Thunder Mountain High School Theater. Welcome Dorothy Kuderbeck, who does not play Dorothy in the play. She's the narrator. Devin Moorhead plays Dorothy Gale, and Olivia Bolin is the Wicked Witch. Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Your production is this weekend. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So excited.
Oh, that's great. Tell me a little bit about your acting experience to date. What are some other productions that we may have seen you in?
Well, I've been in the plays at Thunder Mountain since I was a freshman, so last year.
So everything, all of them.
If you've been to a play at Thunder, then chances are I've been at least one of them.
All right. So you're a star. How about you?
Well, I'm only a sophomore at TM this year. But I've been in different productions through Latitude at 58 in Juno. So around town for like the last 5 years.
Nice. Yeah. Just like Dorothy, I'm a senior at Thunder Mountain. So I've been in them since freshman year. So chances are you've also seen me.
Great. Well, I and most of my listeners are pretty familiar with Wizard of Oz, of course. Mm-hmm. But what is Choose Your Own Oz?
Yeah. So it's more audience interactive, where the
really
yeah,
so we get to like shout
yeah.
out stuff. Okay,
well, they actually get to come on stage with us.
Oh, wow!
So, it's probably going to be mostly little kids being like super excited to be on stage with actors in a new setting. So, the kids get to come up with us and they spin wheels to determine which dance we do. So, every night it's going to be incredibly different, and it just depends on what the kids shout out, what they say, or you know, what they choose on stage with us.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. How do you rehearse for that? It's bringing such an unknown element that you're bringing up someone who doesn't know what's happening. Wow. Well, this play is based on a book. Can somebody tell me a little bit about that? I know you've read it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Wizard of Oz, like, you have the main characters, right? You have Dorothy, the Scarecrow, Tin Man, the Lion, and they're all on their way to get to the Wizard to get, like, a heart, a courage, brains, get back to Kansas, etc. And the play is based on that same sort of, it's the same plot line. You have Dorothy introduced, and she ends up in Oz, and you have to go to the Wizard, and along the way she meets her friends and colleagues. But throughout this, things change. You have the pause, the play is paused, something's changed. Like Olivia said, a wheel is spun by the audience to change a dance move. Perhaps we change one of the characters into something else, or we change the direction of the play. So really, you have no idea what's going to happen next.
That sounds fun. Are the characters in your play different from the classic versions that we know already?
Not really. It's all the same characters, just in a different twist.
Yeah.
All right. You said there's dances, so is there music?
Yeah, kind of. It's instrumental.
Okay.
And it's all dances that the general population would know, like the Macarena and things like that. So,
Dorothy, the narrator Dorothy, tell me a little bit about your role.
So my role is mostly with that audience interaction, like, when there's a place where we get to change something up, I'll go down and kind of facilitate that interaction, like bring people up on stage and kind of do that sort of thing.
Okay. So have you guys been having a lot of fun getting ready and rehearsing?
Kind of hard without an audience to change things up.
I was going to say, are you going to do a dress rehearsal with a live audience?
We had a mini one yesterday, but it was primarily adults.
Parents.
Which is a lot different than little kids being like, ooh, choose me. So,
what's your favorite part of the play? Without giving away too much.
Well, I think my favorite part of the play is that it really keeps you on your toes, like, as an actor when you're doing it, because you have to keep remembering, like, oh, what do I refer to this person as because of what choices were made? And you have to always be thinking of, like, oh, what can I ad lib here? What can I change up?
It's all based around your improv skills, pretty much.
Oh, that sounds tough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to really know your character mm-hmm. and know how would they react in every situation.
Mm-hmm. Wow, man, you guys have put a lot of work into this.
Yeah.
Will there be parts of the play that, depending on what choices are made, we won't get to see, so we might have to come back and see it a second time?
Yeah, there is.
All right. So the play opens this weekend. When and where will we what dates and times?
Yeah, so it's on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so the 15th, 16th, and 17th. On Friday and Saturday, they're both at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, we have a matinee at 2.
That's terrific. Well, have a great time and break a leg. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today. Is there anything else you want to add about the play or the shows?
We'll probably just like where the tickets could be purchased still if you want to buy ahead of time. So the adult is $20. Senior, so 65 and older, is $15. Student, which is kindergarten through college, actually is $10. And then there's also an option for family, which is two adults and two students for $50. And they can be purchased at the Juno Arts and Humanities Counter online or at the office, which is at the Jack, Hearthside, Centennial Hall, or at the door. So come on down and see it.
All right. Well, break a leg, the three of you. Have a great time. And thanks for coming in and talking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.